I mean, I think it means something to speak that you believe. Because I'll tell you something, once you start speaking it, you'll start truly believing it, and you'll see what happens. It's exciting. It's exciting. Let's go real quick. Let's just jump right in. Ephesians 2. I'm going to read it out of the Amplified. Verse 10. For we are God's own handiwork, His workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, He planned beforehand, for us, taking paths which He prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living the good life. I like that. Living the good life, which He prearranged and made ready for us to live. Living the good life. Doesn't that sound good? Living the good life. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to come together. Thank you for giving us that good life that we have through Christ Jesus. Thank you for allowing us to speak to those limitations and to believe your word, knowing that your word does not return void. It accomplishes that for which it's sent, Father. Thank you for allowing us to come together in fellowship and in unity in the Spirit, Father, that we do speak your word and we believe. And we thank you for all those that you drew here tonight through your Holy Spirit. Lead us in wisdom, Father. Give it to us in abundance. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 All right, so last week we were talking about conceive, believe, and receive. Right? All right. And conceive meant to dream up. So we dream something up, and that dream gets filtered through the Holy Spirit that's inside of us. And God starts doing a work inside of us. And then we believe. We apply our faith. We water it in the Word. And then we make ourselves available to receive what God has for us. So let's go back now. I'm going to recover some ground here. Let's go to Psalms 37. I'm going to go there in the Amplified as well. Psalms 37. Verses 3 through 5. Trust, lean on, rely on, and be confident. Well, that tells you straight out, huh? Trust, lean on, rely on, and be confident in the Lord, and do good. So shall you dwell in the land, and feed surely on His faithfulness, and truly you shall be fed. Here's a key verse. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He will give you the desires and secret petitions of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Roll and repose each care of your load on Him. That lines it up too. Give Him your load. Trust, lean on, rely on, and be confident also in Him, and He will bring it to pass. See, it's up to Him to bring it to pass. It's my job to believe. Amen. Delight yourself also in the Lord. Remember we talked about that delight. Delight in the Hebrew, anag. Anag. That's how I could remember it. I could say that word. Anag. I wasn't thinking of Sarah. A-nag. I really wasn't. I wasn't thinking of Sarah, but A-nag. And it says to be soft and pliable. So read that now. Read that. Be soft and pliable in the Lord. If we're soft and pliable to the Lord, He wants to give us the desires of our heart because pretty soon we're pliable enough that His desire and my desire are the same thing. See? Does that make sense? I like that. So that's just recovering some ground. We're going to talk about that conceive. And when we were talking about it last week, we were talking about like a seed being planted. And so go to Isaiah. Go to Isaiah 37. It's going to be fun. We always have fun. Isaiah 37, verse 31. And the remnant who have escaped of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. So underline that. Take root downward and bear fruit upward. I think I was, I don't know, I said this, it might have been the night at the tent meeting, when it was Coach Hopper and I. We had a good service, huh, Coach? It was awesome. I'm just kidding. But I may have said it then, I don't remember. But I was reading where, and it goes with what Brother Rich said last week. And I'll tie that in a second. But when you see a tree, you realize the root system to that tree is 5 to 7 times what you see. Right? Like if you've ever had to dig up a tree, yeah, it's bad. It gets rough. Because pretty soon, it's, I mean, because that root system is big to support that tree. Take root downward and bear fruit upward. No, it's nice to see you guys. It's awesome. Come in. Take root downward to bear fruit upward. There's good seats everywhere. See you, Mike. When the Lord is planting a dream, dreaming up in you, let me just tell y'all something. That's the root stage. That root system has to grow and be nurtured and be strong in order to support the tree that's going to come from that before any fruit ever comes. Understand that. We need good root systems. We have to have them. It's imperative. That's what, you know, the Lord talks about, building on rock, not on sand. And Jesus being the cornerstone of our building. We have to have a firm foundation. Now, practically speaking, because it sounds real spiritual, take root downward to bear fruit upward. Sounds spiritual, huh? But what does it mean? What it means is, if I'm going to take root, I got to get in the Word. I gotta really filter all my thoughts through His Word and through the Holy Spirit, see, that's inside of us. Because as I start to do that, He starts moving my roots around. You know, you never see a root just go straight down. No, it turns and it wiggles and it twists and it finds the nourishment it's looking for, right? It finds the water, which is the Holy Spirit. You know, Rich was talking about those, and I know he was talking about those trees in Mills Canyon down there, and how those trees had to put roots out of rock. And they were holding back a lot of the rock slide so that those nice trees in the orchards didn't get killed and crushed by rocks. He had a good word. Y'all should have heard it, Ted. It was good. But the tree you see sticking out of that rock all scraggly and old, that root system is way back in there. And it's allowing that tree to be there. Because if that root system wasn't there, that tree would have been crushed and pulled out long ago. Go to 1 Timothy 4. I don't think I skipped any. Go to 1 Timothy. Get over here. As I was contemplating and meditating on God's Word and thinking about His people and the promises He's given us, you want the promise. And I agree, I want the promise. I want the fruit. Lexi, I want the baby. The pregnancy stuff is good. It's all good. I want the baby. I want to hold the baby. You too? Okay, praise God. But understand, she had to go through that baby is doing stuff. Coming together. Everything, you know, is being set up for that time that we get to hold her, right? You can't skip steps. You don't want to skip steps. You don't want to skip steps, your baby. You don't. But I want the baby. You do that part. I just want to hold the baby. I'll be honest. I'm done. You know, whew, I'm done. I want to hold the baby. But those roots had to be there. That baby had to grow. That great baby had to develop and do all those things. And let me tell you something, even after we get the fruit that is the baby, it's not done. We're not done. See, God's not done with us. As we're birthed into His kingdom through Christ, right? And the Holy Spirit comes inside of us, right? We're not done. We're not done. We We keep moving forward. And then again, he starts planting those dreams, that the conceive part, dreaming up part in us. And he starts spurring us into something. He's calling us to do something. He's calling us into some kind of ministry. Each and every one of you have some kind of ministry in you. And those roots have to take down. Take root downward to bear fruit upward. 1 Timothy. I didn't forget. 1 Timothy 4, verse 6. If you lay all these instructions before the brethren, you'll be a worthy steward and a good minister of Jesus Christ, ever nourishing your own self on the truths of the faith and of the good Christian instruction which you have closely followed. I'm going to read in the New King James. If you instruct the brethren in these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished in the words of faith. Nourished in the words of faith. Underline that. Nourished in the words of faith. Nourished in the words. Those roots need nourishment. Nourished in the words of faith. When I read that, I said, praise God, because nourished in the words of faith and of good doctrine, which you have carefully followed. That's taking root downward. It really is. See, because that's where our foundation is. It's the words of faith. It's the word of God. It's the Holy Spirit speaking the word of God to me. And my roots start to spread out a little bit. And my foundation gets more secure then, see? All right. Go to Ephesians again. Let's go slip back to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17. May Christ, through your faith, actually dwell, settle down, abide, and make his permanent home in your hearts. That's some serious roots downward. May you be rooted deep in love and founded securely on love. Taking root downward. I've always said, guys, as we grow in our Christian walk, our motivation has to be love. Our motivation can't be manipulation. Can't be. Oh, I can, you know, as a parent, you can manipulate your kid or threaten them, scare them into something, you know. But at the end of the day, as soon as I'm gone, you take away the manipulation, you take away the leverage, they're going to go do what they want to do. But if their motivation is love, if our motivation is love, if we're grounded and rooted in love, we're going to find ourselves wanting to obey him. See? Pretty soon, obedience isn't a big deal. It's a light yoke because I realize doing it that way is better for me. It bears the kind of fruit I want. See, when I do it my way, it doesn't work out good. I end up stinky weeds. But as I start doing his way, those blessings start to chase me down. See, they start to overtake me, right? That's what the word says. Your blessings will overtake you. So praise God. I'll take some of that. Right? I like the promises of God. Like I said, I'm going to bring them. Guys, there were so many. My printer got tired. It did. It got tired with all the promises God has for us. I don't think I finished reading that. I got all excited. Let's go to 18. That you may have the power. Taking that root downward, we end up with power. That you may have the power and be strong to apprehend and grasp with all the saints, God's devoted people, the experience of that love. What is the breadth and length and height and depth of it? That you may really come to know practically, through experience for yourselves, the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge without experience. That you may be filled through all your being unto all the fullness of God, may have the richest measure of the divine presence and become a body wholly filled and flooded with God himself. Amen. That's good dream up right there. That's some conceiving going on in there, isn't it? Amen. And the believing part is a choice. It's just a choice. If God has spoken anything to me ever, he spoke it so clearly to me so long ago, you've heard me say it. Monty, I just want somebody to believe me. Just believe me. It's not complicated. Just believe me. I'll do the heavy lifting. You do the believing. I'll plant the seed. I'll plant it. I'll water it. I'll make it bear fruit. You believe me. You be sensitive to my spirit. You start believing. You start speaking. I'll do the rest. And then pretty soon, you just receive. It's like, oh, praise God. Thank you. Let's keep going. Let's keep going. Where you have for me, right? Go to Colossians 2. Colossians 2, verse 7. Have the roots of your being firmly and deeply planted in Him, fixed and founded in Him, being continually built up in Him. Are you hearing something? In Him, in Him, in Him, in Him, in Him. He's making it easy for us. Built up in Him, becoming increasingly more confirmed and established in the faith, just as you were taught, and abounding and overflowing in it with thanksgiving. I don't always realize she has it behind me. That's awesome. Guys, that's a good verse. That is so good. And all of Colossians 2 is good, I'm not going to lie to you. But you understand, roots will be firm. They'll be firm. I mean, when you have a good foundation like that, wind can blow, hail can drop, all that stuff can happen. Not going to make any difference. That tree will be there. That tree will be there. And that tree will bear fruit too. And that fruit will be good fruit. And that tree doesn't have to run around saying, I'm a peach tree, I'm a peach tree, I'm a peach tree. Don't make any difference. When the peaches come, that's a peach tree. That's what I've always said. The peach tree doesn't sit there, oh, I'm a peach tree, I'm a peach tree, I'm a peach tree. It just is. We're in Christ. We just are. That's who we really are. That's the Holy Spirit welling up inside of us and pouring out of us. We just are. That's just who we are. Yeah, once in a while I got to crucify the flesh. Praise God. Goofy chainsaw. Crucify that flesh. I just open that chainsaw out, and I'm safe. But who I really am is in Him. It's in Him. It's in Him. And it's in Him. And then the fruit will come out because it's from Him. Since we're here, go to Colossians 1. Verses 9 and 10. For this reason, we also, from the day we heard of it, have not ceased to pray and make special requests for you, asking that you may be filled with the full, deep, and clear knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom, in comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of God, and in understanding and discernment of spiritual things. That's a good desire. I like that. That sounds like taking root downward right there. That you may walk, live, and conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him and desiring to please Him in all things, bearing fruit in every good work, and steadily growing and increasing in and by the knowledge of God with fuller, deeper, and clearer insight, acquaintance, and recognition. Take root downward and bear fruit upward. See, when God stirs something in you, He already knows what the end result is, right? He already does. He knows you can't see it fully, but He wants to give you that vision, right? And then He'll start speaking to you and building your faith, right? Get you getting your faith kind of welled up, right? But sometimes it takes a while to get to the manifestation. You've heard me preach it. You know, as soon as you believe and you speak it, you shoved it in the pipe, you know it's going to come out the other end at some point. It will. Because you believed it in faith. You put it in. And pretty soon, you don't even worry about it. You put it in, you know it's going to come out. You put it in, you know it's going to come out. Pretty soon, let me say, you get that tube stuffed full You put one in, one will come out. 10 will come out. 20 will start coming out. Because you just know it's going to happen. But as you start to grow and mature and walk with Him, sometimes you put one in and it don't come out. And it don't come out. And it don't come out. Does that mean it's not going to come out? No, it's going to happen. See, that tree doesn't just produce fruit every day, every day, every day. Sometimes it's got to take root even deeper and reach for water further out. And the season has to come through. And sometimes it's got to go through winter and the leaves got to shed. And it's got to be there steady, taking root downward, taking root downward, taking root downward. And then the spring comes and my leaves come out. Is there fruit yet? No fruit yet. But starting to get green, starting good. And all of a sudden, taking root downward. Water starts to come. Water starts to come. Holy Spirit starts to feed you. Okay, a little fertilizer comes. A little cow comes by. A little fertilizer, that was for you, Rich. And a little fertilizer starts getting the nutrients, right? A little nourishing word, you know, nourishing word of faith, right? That's what we're talking about. And then starts, and then the green leaves. And then the blossoms come, right? And then the blossoms come. And then you see the little bit, just the little bit. Is that an apple? I think it is. And then pretty soon it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And then there's the fruit. But guys, a lot happened before that fruit. But God knew it was coming. He knew it was coming. Church, we got to know it's coming. We have to know and believe His promises. We've got to let that seed that is the conception, and then we have to believe, being nourished in the word of faith. Isn't that interesting? Nourished in the word of faith. It comes back to faith, doesn't it? Monty, who's going to believe me? Who's going to believe my word? Who's going to believe my word when the eyes are telling me something different? When my experience is telling me something different? When the situation looks bad? Like I said, guys, there's been times people come to me and I'm praying for them. And in my mind, I'm like, Lord, this looks bad. And He said, don't say it. Shut up, don't say it. He says, I know you want to say it. Don't say it. Okay, I ain't saying it. Speak, calling that as though it were. Speak it. Sometimes it looks bad, guys. But don't let your eyes be your faith. Don't let your experience be your faith. Let the word, let the nourishing word of faith feed you and water you so that when it's time, your leaves will come out and the blossoms will come and you'll start bearing that fruit. Which brings us to the verse you guys knew I was going to end up with. Galatians 5. Everybody knows this one. Everybody likes the fruit of the Spirit. I like the fruit of the Spirit. Praise God. Helps me distinguish things. Galatians 5, verses 22 through 25. But I'm going to read it in the Amplified. But the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the work which His presence within accomplishes. Listen to that. The work which His presence within accomplishes. Is love, joy, which is gladness, peace, patience, which is an even temper and forbearance, kindness, goodness, which is benevolence, faithfulness, gentleness, which is meekness and humility, self-control, self-restraint, continence. Against such things, there is no law that can bring a charge. And those who belong to Christ Jesus the Messiah have crucified the flesh, the godless human nature, with its passions and appetites and desires. If we live by the Holy Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. If by the Holy Spirit we have our life in God, let us go forward, walking in line, our conduct controlled by the Spirit. I don't read any condemnation in any of that. I don't continually walk that way 100% of the time. I'm not going to lie to you. I haven't comprehended it all yet. I'm not there yet. I'm not done. I'm not cooked. It's like that baby's not cooked yet. That baby's not cooked yet. Not done. I will be someday when I'm face to face. I'll be fully known then. Right? Fully. I'm not there yet, but I'm going there. I'm headed that way. And as I see this good fruit start coming off, that's encouraging. It's like, okay, Lord. And then I recognize the bad fruit, and I repent quick. Right? Admit it, quit it, forget it. Right? That's a Jesseism. Admit it, quit it, forget it. Don't let Satan tie you in a knot. He'll do it. He wants to. But you have to let him. Nourishing words of faith. Let's speak faith. Let's speak life. Let's believe faith. Let's believe life. Let's not stop ever. I preach fast. I don't mess around. Boom, boom, boom. Everybody's happy. Those benches get hard. They do. I know it. Take root downward to bear fruit upward. Conceive, believe, and receive. This is the time, church. This is the time. This is the time. Don't let your eyes tell you what's really going on. Because you start watching the news, you start seeing stuff, you'll say, oh, things are getting worse. I'm here to tell you they're getting better. How come? Because I have nourishing words of faith. Because I know the promises God has for me. Because He's conceived in me a dream. I'm believing for its manifestation. I'm going to receive it. I will. I know I will. I don't have any doubt at all. And you know what else? I'm going to choose joy as I go through the process. Oh, that's a tough one. Seriously, I don't always feel joy. I'll be honest with you. I don't feel it. I choose it. My feelings lie to me. Lied to me a lot of my life. I don't go by my feelings. My feelings change quick. Do y'all's change quick? I can be mad in about 2 seconds. I'll be all right. I'm like, man, don't go by that. That's crazy talk. I got to choose what the Word of God says. I got to choose the life He has for all of us. He's bringing the church together. He's putting a dream in each and every one of you. Each and every one of you. He's stirring something in you. He's stirring something in you. And He's asking you, now, just believe me. Don't try to figure out how you're going to get it done. Don't worry about that. That's His job, right? In Him, right? In Him. But feed that dream. Feed that stirring with nourishing words of faith. Take root downward and don't get in a hurry taking that root. Let it do its thing. Let it do its thing. Because when the wind blows, you want those roots spread out and deep. Because Satan will blow some wind at you. Try to get you to give up and quit. Because Satan wants you to agree with him. Don't agree with God. That's what Satan wants. Because he can't win any other way. He just can't. You just have to give up to lose. I don't like giving up. I don't like giving up. You don't give up in us. You don't give up in us. Because let me tell you something. You start choosing God's word, start agreeing with God, the victories start piling up. They just start piling up. The praises start piling up. The manifestations start piling up. It's exciting. I like to see people healed. I love it. Praise God. We've seen a lot of it. Praise God. And it's going to continue to happen. It's going to continue. Like I say, if there's prayer requests, we're going to come up. We'll pray for people. And we'll believe they're healed in the name of Jesus because that's a promise. We believe the promises of God. We inherit the promises through faith and patience. And we just inherit them. We don't strive for them, work to achieve them. We inherit them through belief and faith. It's simple, but it's not always easy. But it is simple. Guys, I was reading, I was pretending like I was Quentin. I was feeling real tall and skinny. I was emulating, buddy. No, I was reading Ephesians 1, 2, and 3. Just like Quentin said he was doing. I was reading those verses. And I was reading about basically the grace of God. I told y'all last week, you know, that the Lord was talking to me, you know, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Zechariah. Yeah. 4. And then after it, I speak grace, grace to the mountain. And I was thinking about that grace, that grace, that grace. You know, we have that unmerited favor in Christ. Bask in it a little bit, church. Bask in it. He died to give it to us. Bask in it. Don't take it for granted either. He paid an awful price for it. But he gave it to us freely, see. Extend that grace. Especially when you feel like justice. I'd like a little bit of justice. So that's not what that law says. I want justice. Doesn't take long for me to figure out I want mercy. I want grace. I don't want justice. I want mercy. I want to extend mercy. I want to exhibit the fruit of the Holy Spirit. I want to take root downward so that when my fruit comes up, it's the fruit of the Spirit and everybody can see it. All right. Before I pray, we're going to end with our thing, Hannah. Yeah, that's right. Now, we're going to read it together, right? We can do it. I mess it up every time, but we're going to read it together. So ready? 1, 2, 3, go. Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has supplied all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, for my righteousness is of the Lord. But whatever I do will prosper, for I am like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water. Praise God. Guys, there's power in us speaking God's word together. Understand, there's power in that. There's power in it. It accomplishes things. Father, thank you for allowing us to come together, Father. Help us all to take root downward, that we would bear root upward. Father, your church, your sacred people, we are not a remnant at this time. We are growing into the harvest, Father. We're becoming what you've called us to be, Father. Thank you for watering us with your Holy Spirit. Father, we need your Holy Spirit active in us, Father. We know that you've sealed us with him. We know that he will lead us into all truth. He'll counsel us. He'll comfort us, Father. So we receive him and his instruction daily, and we thank you for him. Father, just lead us in wisdom. Give it to us in abundance, Father. Help us to walk boldly and mightily in the ways you've called us, Father. Help us to be sensitive, Father, in your spirit, that we extend grace. That we extend grace. That no, we don't roll over on what's the truth, Father, but we extend grace as we speak the truth in love. Father, help us to do that. We praise you. We honor you, Father. Bless each and every person that came tonight, Father. Bless them as they go about their week, Father. Help them to serve in the capacity you've called them in, being light in this world that the normal folks thinks is real dark, but it's not, Father. It's light in you. It's light in your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for him. In Jesus' name, amen.